Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
Most clinic things that playing it safe is a smart move right now. Keep the overhead low, avoid risk, and stay comfortable. But what if playing it safe is actually the most expensive decision you're making? Because what we see across private practices is this. The clinic that grow are not the ones avoiding risk. They are the ones taking calculated, intentional risks. Hi everyone, welcome back to OMD TV and Podcast Show, where we talk about how to grow your clinic with predictable patients inquiries and stronger business systems. And I'm your host, Huyen Truong, a strategic marketing consultant for medical and healthcare practices over the last 15 years. And today's episode is a powerful one. We're breaking down the real cost of playing it safe in private practice. And more importantly, what happens when you shift from playing not to lose to actually playing to win? The first number one is the illusions of safety. Let's start with this idea of playing it safe. And most clinic owners believe that if I keep my overhead low, don't invest too much and just focus on doing good work, I'll be fine. In the early days, that feels logical, but here's what actually happens over time. You stay small and you stay dependent and you stay vulnerable because you don't control your growth. You're relying on external referral sources, shared facilities, and other people's systems, and that creates a ceiling. Number two, the reality of growth. One of the biggest insights from this conversation is this. Growth doesn't come from comfort. It comes from focus and ownership. There's a moment in every clinic's journey where you realize that if I keep splitting my time, my energy, my attention, I'll never reach my potential. And that applies to everything, your services, your marketing, your business model. And the more focused you become, the faster you grow. Number three, niching down. The turning point. This is where most clinics hesitate. They try to be everything to everyone. Face, body, minor procedures, male patients, female patients, everything. But here's the reality. You cannot excel if you do everything. The clinics that dominate today are specialists. They are known for one procedure, one outcome, one patient type. And that clarity does something powerful. It makes it easier for patients to choose you. Now, aspect number four, the competitive shift. This is something many clinics underestimate. You are no longer competing locally, you are competing globally. Patients are comparing you to other clinics in other cities, even other countries, and other lower cost providers, which means average is no longer enough. You need strong positioning, clear differentiation, and consistent results. And that requires attention. Aspect number five, the real risk here is where it gets more interesting. Most clinics think investing in growth is risky, but the bigger risk is actually not investing, because when you stay in the same position, you don't improve your systems, you don't improve your experience, you don't improve your conversion, and slowly you fall behind. If you are listening to this and wondering why your clinic isn't growing the way it should, it's usually not a traffic problem. Is what's happening across your website, your follow-up, and your overall patient journey. At Online Marketing for Doctors, we help clinics turn visibility into booked patients at scale. We attract high-value patients from Google, social, and increasingly AI platforms. We build high-credibility websites that actually convert and implement 24/7 AI and human follow-up systems so no inquiry is ever missed. And most importantly, we focus on the outcomes. We aim to deliver a minimum 3x return on your marketing investment. So if you like an objective view on what's underperforming and where the real growth opportunities are, you can request a free website and digital marketing audit along with a complimentary patient growth forecast. Let's uncover what's holding your clinic back and build the systems to take you into that top 1%. Now, aspect number six, control versus dependency. One of the most powerful ideas from this discussion is control. And when you rely on external operating facilities, third-party systems, other people's decisions, your business becomes unstable. Things change. Pricing, availability, rules, processes, and every change impacts on your revenue. So the shift becomes move from dependency to control. Now, aspect number seven, playing bigger. Here's the mindset shift. When you step into ownership, your overhead increases, your responsibility increases, your risk increases, so does your upside. And that's where most clinics struggle because the swings are bigger and the good months are better, but the slow months feel harder. So this becomes less about strategy and more about mindset. Now, aspect number eight, the operator mindset. Running a private practice is not just clinical. You are now the surgeon, the marketer, the leader, and the operator as well. And one of the biggest realization is this, your team doesn't work for you. Actually, you work for your team. You are responsible for their growth, their motivation, their performance. And that requires a completely different level of leadership. Now, aspect number nine, building the right team. Another key insight is hiring. Most clinics hire based on skills, but the best clinics hire based on attitude, resilience, work ethics, because skills can be trained, but mindset is much harder to change. And when you build a team of high performers, something interesting happens. They raise the standard for everybody. Aspect number 10, creating a growth culture. The best teams don't just work, they grow. And that only happens when there's a clear vision, there's opportunities to improve, people feel part of something bigger, because high performers don't want stability, they want progress. Aspect number 11, patient experience as the differentiator. Now let's talk about something most clinics overlook, experience. In a competitive market, results are expected. What differentiates you is everything around the results. How patients feel, how are they treated, how easy the process is. The clinics that win are the ones that remove the friction. They make everything simpler, easier, and more supportive. Now, aspect number 12, thinking differently. One of the most powerful concepts here is thinking beyond the obvious. Instead of asking, how do I do what everyone else is doing? Ask, how do I make this experience better for the patients? That shift alone opens up new ideas, new systems, new opportunities. Now, aspect number 13, the long game, building a strong practice is not fast. It's built through consistency, small improvements, and daily decisions. It's not about one big move. It's about stacking small wins. Here are some final insights for you to take away. Playing it safe feels comfortable, but over time, it limits your growth. It limits your impact, and it limits your income. So the question becomes, are you building a practice that protects you or a practice that grows with you? Because the clinics that win are not the ones avoiding risks. They are the ones making better decisions consistently. Playing it safe doesn't protect your practice. It slowly holds it back. So thank you very much for tuning in OMD TV and podcast show today. If you found this episode valuable, make sure to subscribe. And if you want help identifying where your clinic is underperforming and how to grow it properly, we're happy to take a look. Please go to our website at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com and book in a free strategy session, or just simply email us at marketing@onlinemarketingfordoctors.com. Thank you very much for listening and watching today. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.